tornado has ripped through the capital of Arkansas. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
I wrote it out, and the next thing I know, it was just everything was trash.
The twister tore through rooftops, flipped vehicles, and sent people running in Little Rock. Widespread damage has been reported to homes, businesses, and vehicles. National Weather Service meteorologist Roger Edwards says several states could have severe weather this evening.
I wrote it out.
We actually have a high risk for tornadoes in the area between Little Rock, northwest Mississippi, and southwest Tennessee in eastern Arkansas. And then there's a moderate risk that extends northward from there to another high risk up in the Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin area.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed an executive order to provide $250,000 to be used by the Department of Emergency Management. This afternoon, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Mississippi, where a devastating tornado tore through the city of Rolling Fork. Former President Trump facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense in the indictment handed down by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday. That's according to the Associated Press. He's expected to be arrested and arraigned next Tuesday in the reported hush money case against him.
Once the former president flies from Florida to New York City, he'll arrive at the Manhattan criminal court on Tuesday afternoon. Sources tell Fox there will not be a public arrival nor a perp walk. Trump will not be handcuffed, and Secret Service is expected to be by his side at all times.
Fox's Brian Yenis. There are two other investigations against Trump, including whether he pressured election officials in Georgia to overturn the election results in 2020, and the Justice Department looking into Trump's retention of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The news organization where American Evan Gershkovich, who is being held in Russia, works, is expressing outrage at his being detained.
Wall Street Journal denies the charges against its reporters, condemns the detention, and more, saying in a strong editorial today, thuggish leaders keep doing thuggish things if they think they will pay no price. The Biden administration will have to consider diplomatic and political escalation. They suggest Vladimir Putin's government might have seized Gershkovich in response to charges the U.S. has pressed against a Russian national just last week, perhaps seeking a prisoner swap, or that Putin might have been angry about a tough article Gershkovich wrote about the Russian economy this week.
Fox's Greg Pelcott. Prices are still high, but there was a slight slowdown in price hikes in February.
Inflation cooled a little last month as measured by the Commerce Department's PCE price index. From January to February, there was a 0.3% increase for the overall reading and the core index, which excludes food and energy. For the year ending in February, the core PCE was up 4.6%, down from 4.7% in January. It's a sign that inflation moderated, though it's still high. Also, personal incomes rose 0.3%, and spending rose 0.2%, a small increase. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The owners of the Florida Animal Sanctuary, made famous by the Netflix docuseries Tiger King, have plans to sell the property. In a post on Big Cat Rescue's website, Howard Baskin wrote that he and his wife, Carol Baskin, had entered into an agreement with a wildlife sanctuary in Arkansas and will be moving most of their big cats there. Big Cat Rescue near Tampa and Carol Baskin got a lot of attention after the release of Tiger King in 2020, which starred Joseph Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.